All right, and we are back with Swapcast talking about news relevant to sex workers and sex worker policy and sex worker laws. Today, I just wanted to touch on the case of Brianna Coppedge, I hope I'm saying her last name correctly, who is a teacher who was fired for having an OnlyFans. This has been sort of a point of contention for quite some time. Is someone who does OnlyFans, should they be allowed to be a teacher? Should they be allowed to have a job? I find the whole thing to be morbidly fascinating in the sense that sex workers are often told that they need to get out of the industry and get a real job. Yet when they do have real jobs, because of the stigma around sex work, they get fired from those jobs. So it's sort of like you need to pick one, really. Do you want people to, be able to make enough money in regular jobs, or do you want them to have to do sex work and supplement as a supplement for their income, which is what was happening with Brianna Coppedge. St. Louis. So a former teacher at a high school in St. Louis who resigned after her OnlyFans page was reported to district officials has been fired after just days on a new job. Brianna Coppedge was a teacher for 5 years, spending two at St. Clair High School. She was put on leave in October of 2023 after it was discovered she was using OnlyFans to supplement her teaching salary. Coppedge told KMOV that after her OnlyFans became public, she made $1 million on the platform. Meanwhile, her yearly teaching salary was $42,000 at the time. Now, I can see how making $42,000 a year means you need to pick up a second job or some type of supplemental income, whether that be OnlyFans, whether that be DoorDash. One of my own kids, one of his teachers worked at as a waitress on the weekends. It's hard out here, and $42,000 is not a lot of money, especially in this economy. I know everyone keeps saying the economy is doing better and inflation is down, but I'm not feeling it. No one else is feeling it. We're all struggling. So yeah, I can see why she needed supplemental income. But instead of making this a conversation about, well, we should be paying teachers more money, we should be making sure teachers have resources. No, the conversation is, does she deserve to be around children because she does consensual sex acts on camera? It's absolutely ridiculous. I also would like to know who snitched on her. I know I'll probably never find that out, but I would like to know and speak to that person, right? Because what is it we always say? They point with one hand and jack off with the other. Why were you looking? Why did you recognize her face on OnlyFans? Why were you on OnlyFans if you're so opposed to it? Like, what is happening here? So, yeah, she was only making $42,000 a year. And she said that after leaving the school district, she struggled to find her purpose. She said, quote, not getting up and going to a 9-to-5 was actually tough on my mental health. Okay, I can't quite get down with that. I would love to not have to get up to go to work every day, but I understand what she means, that having a schedule can be really beneficial for some folks. Coppedge says she then got a job with Compass Health as a community support specialist. She told KMOV that she gave the company her previous employment history and the correct information when she applied, but she was still fired after only days in the office. I lasted 5 days before they put me on leave and subsequently fired me just this month, she said. They admitted that they didn't call my references or Google me before they hired me. Then they claimed I violated their social media policy, but will not respond to tell me how I violated it. So I don't know if she's allowed to sue. I kind of hope she is, and I kind of hope she does. Solely for the fact that if you didn't want to hire someone who does OnlyFans, then you shouldn't have hired someone who does OnlyFans. She had already been outed as a sex worker, her information on OnlyFans has been leaked, and she put all that information, according to her, in her paperwork to get this new job. Because they were too lazy to do the background check, because they were too lazy to Google her, because they were too lazy to call her references, they fired her? That sounds like a negligent employer. That is not her fault that they were too lazy to do their job. So I don't know what is going to happen with this or what the aftermath is going to be, but I genuinely hope that she sues them for this. And I also hope that whoever doxed her, whoever outed her, is nauseous at the fact that she just made $1 million and she's going to make more money because her name keeps being in the news. Because instead of just letting her do her side job and work, y'all made her rich.
She should actually just keep getting jobs and keep getting fired.
I mean, I would do something like that, honestly. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, but, I mean...
Yeah, that would be the good business move. Keep getting hired, keep getting fired. Like, do it. I hope she hears this program. I want you to do it. I want to keep reporting it. And then, hell, I hope she hears this program. Let's interview you. You come and you report to us like just got fired again. Hell, give us the scoop.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would love it.
It's sweeps week, I hear they call that.
A what now?
Sweeps week.
A sweeps week?
Right, is that what they call it in the news?
Yeah, no, I definitely think she should do that. I support her doing that. And I think that it would also be good to, you know, sort of expose the hypocrisy. Because, again, that's the thing to me. She didn't, she had a job doing OnlyFans because she needed a second income. We should be more embarrassed about the fact that teachers need two incomes because they don't get paid enough than as opposed to what that second job is, as long as that second job is legal. Like, not paying your teachers enough to live on is more embarrassing to me than doing OnlyFans to make ends meet. But, you know, that's just me, I guess. So, yeah, I'm just really curious to see, like, what's going to happen and how this is going to go. Also, my favorite thing is watching this unfold on Twitter. I know, Twitter is a cesspool. I know.
Yeah,
I know. But what's amusing is that anytime a news outlet, like, reports about her, they're all like, why are you doing publicity for her? Stop talking about her. You're making her name blow up. You're going to make her money. People are going to click her OnlyFans. Stop. But it's like, but y'all wanted us to talk about her. That's why you were okay with her being doxxed in the first place.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't want anyone to talk about her, then you should encourage people to stop snitching on who's working on OnlyFans or who's doing sex work. But y'all don't want to do that because you want to publicly name and shame people, especially women who do sex work, and now you're mad about the consequences.
Yeah,
because
Yolanda, I was waiting for that.
Yeah, because like y'all thought you were just going to get her into a situation where she was going to be like ostracized and slut shamed. You didn't think she was going to make a rebound. You didn't think she was going to come back and make more money on OnlyFans, right? You thought you were going to ruin her life, and that's why this went down. And it didn't happen, and now everyone is salty, and then like, well, don't talk about her. You're blowing her name up. This is what y'all wanted. Sometimes the consequences don't match what your intended goal was. And now here we are.
It's the misogyny, Charlie Brown.
Yes.
Every single time, it is always the misogyny, right? And we've gone over this. I'll say some of it again. I'll point to this example that I recently came across because I follow some Black Manosphere guys to see what they're talking about and if there's anything worth covering. And I guess now I'm covering it. And this was one of their philosophical screeds, if you will. And It was also one of those made-up stories. You know how they make up... Clownservatives always do this. They make up a copy-paste story that you can just put over any picture. And this is the gist of the story. The guy took the woman out for dinner. And then the woman said, well, I'm not having sex after this. So the man said, then we should go Dutch. And then it's like, so that's their thoughts. Because this exact same group of men, and I would extrapolate that to, and I'll just, even though it's not me, I'm going to say all men. Because if you're a woman and you don't know me, I want you to just think I'm like all men. That's logical. All right? And so all men, they want you to be a getting married virgin, because that exists. That's not a real, there's no such thing as a virgin. It's not real. That's just men thinking that their penises are so magical that they change you as a human being.
Yeah.
But they also think that they make you filthy and disgusting. So they want you to be getting married as a virgin, but also want you to have sex for a plate of food.
Yeah.
Right. And something else I saw that was kind of unrelated. It was the idea of, like, I think Phoenix Kalita showed this to me, where it was an article about a woman that was doing the trad wife thing. But it was trad girlfriend, I guess. And when they broke up, she just has nothing.
Yeah.
You're basically just a homeless person.
Yeah.
Like, unless the narcissist that you were with didn't drive you away from your family and friends, you have no safety net. You are now just homeless, or you go back to him. And that's the thing. They want the power to feed you so they can have the power to starve you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very good way to put that.
Yeah, and that's what they don't like about her. They don't like that she got that $1 million, mm-hmm. right? If she was only making like $500 a month on OnlyFans, or even just $1,000 a month on OnlyFans, yep, they would want you to keep saying her name on that stupid ass website that Elon bought.
Yeah.
Right? But the fact that she has the power to feed herself and some, and some, and some, mm-hmm. and a few other women, a few other sex workers, maybe help some trans women, mm-hmm. $1 million is a lot of dollars.
Yep.
Right? That's a dollar a million times. Mm-hmm. And they don't like that. They want her to have to be fed so that she can be starved. So now they're saying shut up about her, which makes me want to go on Twitter and just say her name 15 times.
Yeah. And the irony of this is, this story about her getting fired from her second job, that's new. This story started in November of last year. That's when she got fired from the teaching job. The new job she started, this is the one she just got fired from. But as you were pointing out, $1 million is a lot of dollars. She straight up said that since she made $1 million, I have paid off all my student loans, car loans, and all credit card debt. I have no debt right now, and that's really freeing. That's a direct quote from her.
That disgusts them, and it makes me think of, I'm going to say the name of the page, and hopefully it's a defunct page. It was an old Swerf Turf Facebook page back around 2013-14, but the title of the page was on point. It was simply this: misogyny kills and enslaves, and they want that woman either enslaved or killed. Let's keep it official. Mm-hmm. Like they, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna, oh, just one other thing about this case in particular. The reason that she got outed is because her husband was in one of the videos with her, and her face was blurred out, but his wasn't, and he got fired from his job too. The whole goal was to make them as a couple go into poverty and become homeless. That was absolutely the goal.
And it didn't happen.
And it didn't happen. They're still married, and now they're millionaires.
Oh.
Oh.
Maybe you shouldn't stone toss from a glass house. And you like outing people so much.
Ooh, speaking of which, people are getting permabanned from Twitter for saying his name.
Why? That's publicity.
It's publicity.
Don't y'all, he might make $1 million.
He might make $1 million.
He should start OnlyHands. Come on, buddy. Come on. You're killing me, Smalls. Yep, the Spanglo-Saxons are in the house, but that's a different topic.
That folks. Is a different topic.
Yeah,
but yeah,
follow just Mr. Williams' Laborhood if you want to hear about the Spanglo-Saxons. I got an episode of Bruin.
Yes. But yeah, I just wanted to cover this just to point out that, once again, there's hypocrisy. Like, she wasn't making enough to pay bills, so she did OnlyFans as a side gig, got outed, got fired, and now people are mad that she turned it into something lucrative for her. And you know what? Good for her. Good for her. Yeah. But, you know,
what's her name again?
Her name is Brittany Coppedge.
I should title this episode.
I'm sorry, Brianna Coppedge.
Brianna Coppedge, episode title. Check out Brianna Coppedge's OnlyFans page. It's pretty neat.
I will link to it. I don't even care.
Yeah.
But yeah. And again, because, you know, it's just the frustrating thing is, you know, this whole, like, don't be a sex worker, do real jobs. Okay, but the real jobs aren't paying enough. Now what do? You just suffer indignity. You know, and it's, you can do everything right and still be punished, essentially, and I hate it. I hate it here. But yeah, just wanted to cover it.
Yep, Brianna Coppedge, Brianna Coppedge, Brianna Coppedge. All right, put that in your little tweet. I don't have any closing words.
I don't have any closing words.
Brianna Coppedge.
Brianna Coppedge.